ignition.
Ignite.
I'm igniting.
Ignite the light.
Let's ignite the show. Here we go.
It actually hurts snapping to that.
My God. We need to get you on a better workout program. And I'm not talking about the barbell you're lifting to your lips right now. Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. It's another episode of Not Too Taboo. I'm here with my lovely lady love and fitness expert, Gretchen Christine Rossi.
Now I'm a fitness expert?
Yeah, you're basically over there doing doing some alcohol bar lifts in the midst of our open. And apparently someone's not been working out because snapping her fingers hurts.
Okay.
So
really, buddy, you want to talk about working out? Because I could have a lot to say about the person sitting in front of me right now across the table.
So. I am so fat. Nothing. I feel nothing. Nothing hurts.
Oh, my gosh. You guys. Hi. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy 2021.
Happy 2021. We're so excited to be back here with you guys.
That doesn't even feel authentic.
By the way, not only does that not feel authentic, but it feels weird to say 2021. Like, I don't know why 2019, 2020, all of it felt fine. But then when you say 2021, it feels like a alien invasion. I don't know why.
But that's because of the time.
It's really weird.
I just mean this moment in time. It's kind of like 2020, we were so glad to be done with, right? Terrible year. Mm-hmm. There was so much turmoil. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was literally death. There was like all these things that were happening. It was a terrible, terrible year.
Yeah.
We come into 21. Everyone's hoping we have some renewed hope.
Right.
We watched the ball drop.
It was so lame.
That was the lamest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was legitimately depressing.
It was,
watching
right?
the ball drop. Like, I wish I almost didn't watch that because I feel like, I don't know, at least the other countries did some nice displays still. Ours was like, wah-wah. I'm just
All we had were the, was it Crunch Fitness? With the little blow
No, up? Planet. Oh, Planet. Something, Planet Fitness, Planet something. I don't know.
Whatever. It was bad we don't even know the brand.
Yeah.
And it was some blow up guy wiggling in the background. I mean, it was really like.
Well, that was the channel we were watching. I mean, the other channel was just Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen just being drunk off their asses and like just doing crazy things. So yeah. I don't even know. There was a whole lot of, it was like, wow. But anyways.
The clip of the Bidens trying to launch a popper that didn't pop.
Did that happen? I didn't even see that.
Oh, no. Like, it was like live.
Oh, that's hilarious. And the two of them are
back in back in the basement, right? And they're oh, it's the new year. And what's it? I don't even know who the wife, what her name is.
I don't know. Either.
She goes to pop the thing and it just falls apart. It doesn't pop.
Oh, I mean.
It doesn't even go off.
That's fine. I'm sure there was a lot of people had things to say about that.
Oh, that is a marker of his presidency. His record in office, like nothing has happened. He couldn't even set off a popper for God's sake at New Year's.
Oh, man.
Let alone run the country. So we're in trouble.
No, don't start with that. Don't start with that.
It's just what I'm reading on the internet.
You know what?
I have no opinion. It's just what I'm reading on the internet.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm drinking wine and I've become a heavy drinker, I feel like.
You sound drunk already.
I can't even.
Guys, in her defense, she's literally had two sips.
Yeah, I've literally had two sips. So but here's the thing. Yet. Here's the thing. Legit, I think I feel like in the last 3 days, I've become like a heavy drinker. Like I think two nights ago.
You said only 3 days?
Yeah.
What did we get into a fight about?
What?
You were on the phone. What did you tell me I needed to go get for you? You were sending me to the store.
Ice cream?
No, not ice cream, you tool.
I don't remember.
Well, that's another sign of heavy drinking. Lack of memory.
What did I want you to get me?
It's a bad day when you go, can you go buy me a shaker?
A shaker? Oh, yeah. A martini shaker. You guys.
And, then hold on, wait.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
It was a magnum of vodka.
Yes, it was. And that was the worst part.
Do you guys know the biggest bottle you can purchase at Costco?
Just wait a minute. You are such a tool. You act like I drank the whole bottle by myself.
You did.
You're such a liar.
And on top of that, that bottle is taller than our child.
You guys, he's so full of it. We always have a little annual get together with some of my girlfriends at Christmas. It was like four or five of us, not a big gathering or anything, so nobody panic. Anyways, so I always have a couple of my closest friends over right at Christmas time. And I had them all over and all of us were like, we need to drink. And like, none of us are even that big of drinkers. And so we went to Costco and I looked at Slater. I'm like, I think we need the big, big bottle of vodka this year after how horrible 2020, you know, was. So anyways, we probably drank at least half that bottle that night. And then.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tracy passed out on the couch. Like, well, you know it's a good party when somebody spends the night because they're so drunk.
Yeah. TK went home at, what'd she say, 5:30 in the morning?
5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know it's a good night when that happens.
But you just admitted.
What?
You drank the other half of that bottle by yourself.
Mm-mm. Absolutely not. I've had other people over since then.
Listen here, you little lush. And I think you actually drank the whole bottle.
No, but I will admit to the fact that I actually have drank more alcohol in the last 3 days than I think I did all of 2020. So
it's probably true.
I mean, I do not. I just like legit. My stress level has been so astronomical from what's happening in our world, in particular our country. And I just have been so like on the edge of everything. And what's so strange is like, I'm more sad. I'm like, of course, whoever, you know, your candidate is, you're always going to be sad if somebody did, whatever. It's not even about that anymore. It's truly about the fabric of what I feel like made us American and made us America. And I think that's been the most disheartening part for me, is to see the disarray and to see the division and to see the ugliness and to see people cheering, you know, for riots happening and this happening and, you know, the president getting taken off Twitter. Just all the stuff that's happening, like, it is so much bigger than whether you're a Republican or Democrat. And I think that's the saddest part to me, is that people don't see that. That's what's heartbreaking to me. That's what's been really sad to me. And I feel like, you know, I'm you know, obviously a spiritual person. I believe in God. And I just feel like that's what has been laying on my heart lately, is just like how sad and broken this country has become. And
can I say a question?
What?
Do you think we've become broken? Or do you think we always were broken and we've just been lied to?
Well, I mean, there's a high probability of that for sure. But here's the thing. I think ultimately it just depends on who you're talking to. But before we get into that crazy, deep philosophical conversation, I just want to say, I think the other part that's really sad for me is that I think I don't even want to talk about it, because I don't feel like I'm safe to talk about it. I know there's a lot of people out there that feel that on both sides. But I think that it's a scary time. I think it's a really, really sad, scary time when you don't feel like you're even able to have free speech or talk about things openly or share your opinion. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I think it's a really sad day when it gets to that point where you just don't even feel like you can just talk about it, you know, openly on your own platform or on your own podcast or whatever. And because you're afraid of the repercussions or the things that might happen to you, or you become a target or whatever. So that is what I'm going to say about that. I'm just really sad. I am praying for our country, deep in the word every day. Please, anyone out there that's listening, just remember God truly is your refuge and your strength and your courage. And at the end of the day, he's a sovereign God, and he is the one ultimately that knows what is going to happen. And he's the king on the throne. So we just have to stay focused on that. He's the ruler of this earth. And so, you know what? If you don't know Jesus, I'm telling you right now, you got to get to know Jesus, because these are some crazy times and it's just scary. So that's where I'm going to leave that.
That was very profound, and I'm so messed up that I'm sitting here thinking about what you're saying, and at the same time, I'm trying to figure out how to use our platform, how to use this podcast for something critically important, which I think is making sure BevMo is an essential service. I'm just saying. That's how twisted it is.
BevMo's like, a liquor store, you guys.
Yeah, if you don't have it in your area, please call your local congressman.
By the way, can we just preface this message of we do not condone drinking and driving. Drink responsibly.
I mean, we do condone drinking on lockdown.
No, we can make jokes, you guys, because we just aren't big drinkers at all. Like, we just have never been. We socially drink for sure. We'll go out and have a couple drinks if we're out socially, but we don't ever really drink at home. So it has been a rare occasion over these, you know, over the holidays and over these last couple days that we've had a little bit more alcohol than normal.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, but let's talk a little bit about the holidays because I want to kind of catch up everybody about what's going on. First and foremost, what I want to tell you guys is that if you guys didn't get a chance to listen to our podcast over the holidays, about basically Christmas miracles. Go back and listen to that. It was really awesome. I shared our whole infertility story, the really, really special story, all the things that actually had to happen in order for us to receive this incredible gift of Skylar Gray. But it was really about being open to the universe and, you know, really honing in on manifesting what it is that you want. And I really want you guys to know that for me, when I say the universe, that includes God. You know, I saw a couple like messages on my social, like, you're talking about the universe. That's against God. And it's like, no, people. Like,
God is the universe.
God is the universe. God made the universe. Right. When I talk about the universe, I talk about God. A lot of the times I say universe is so that I can include anybody into the conversation that might not necessarily be a believer of God or isn't like a faith-based person. I don't want anyone to ever, you know, be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ostracized.
Yeah. Or be turned off by the message.
Because, exiled.
No, don't start with it. Ostracized.
Removed like, from the conversation.
I just wouldn't want somebody to feel disconnected from the conversation because they think I'm just all about like God, God, God. When for me, that's my belief. That's what I feel. That's my connection. But a lot of people might have something, some other different belief or whatever. And at the end of the day, that's why I say the universe. But for me, when I'm speaking, referencing the universe, I mean God in my mind. So anyways, that was just a little
Thank
side
you
note.
For that definition.
But anyways, go back and listen to that. I think there's some really awesome, fun little tidbits in there. It's actually a two-parter because it's a long story. Like whenever we share the story, we're like, do you have a half an hour? Because it's going to take a minute to even share the story.
We know we talk a lot.
But anyways, I just want to say that. But going into 2021, let's talk a little bit about, I'm curious about this. First of all, do you believe in setting New Year's resolutions? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I do believe that.
Mm. You do?
Yeah.
What happened this year?
I resolved to not follow through with any of them. Normally, I was normally, yes.
Well, like, what do you do? What would you do? How would you go about it? Do you just think of it in your head? Do you write it down? Do you manifest it? Do you put it on a piece of paper and like put it outside in the soil like some people do? Like, what do you do? Vision board? Give me something here.
Oh my God. I feel like this is a full-on interrogation. We've only been together 11 years. But
I know,
okay,
and that's what I'm saying.
Conversation.
When you said you do, I'm like, really? Because I've never seen this. What happens?
I said, normally I do.
Oh.
And And obviously,
so normally you did before the last 11 years.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, before you. Yeah, then there's no more resolutions. I just work here. No, normally the resolutions were always kind of business focused initially, plans on the future or how I'm going to excel my business or the things that I'm working on.
Yeah.
I think everybody falls into that spiral of, oh, I'm going to get in shape now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get fit. I've been saying that for 10 years. I'm just getting fatter. and I find it very difficult in these times to stick to any kind of a particular routine. I don't get to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I got no sleep and you get desperate, you get hungry and I eat crap. So.
Yeah. So we definitely need to work on that in 2021 for sure. I need to get you on my 310 shakes.
When you said 2021, I go, that's my weight. 221. That's pretty good. Yeah, no, that for sure. I don't know. That's a tough thing. I mean, here's what you and I talk about everything too, by the way. So it's not like we go off into our separate corners of the house and we sit down and go, oh, I'm going to come up with my 2021 plan. And you literally took me to the beach recently and had me manifest on the beach with you.
Yeah. Which by the way, if you guys missed that, go on my Instagram page. You can see this whole little video I did of, it was really cool. I make Slade do some crazy things sometimes, which he just always is just like, what the heck? So it was like 3:45 and the sun sets at 4:52, right? And just so you guys understand, to get out of the house with a small child takes us at least an hour now, okay? Like between making the bottles and doing the diaper bag and putting the stroller in the car. But
that's where we have conflict because you know that. And what happens is these ideas pop in your head. Dude, you're like a drill sergeant. Go, 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 soldier. We've got sunrise in 42 seconds. Get the bottle, get the child, get the stroller. Go, 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 go. I mean, holy crap. And then you're all pissed off. Whoa, we missed it by 30 seconds. Piece of shit group. Why the hell couldn't you get your act together? I'm like, Bammy, you thought about it literally 20 minutes ago. I mean, I was going to watch a movie, make some popcorn. Like, what the F, man?
I know. I really do feel
because- You do that. And then when it doesn't. What are you doing right now?
I'm hot. You're making me sweat. So I'm taking my top off. Oh my gosh.
Gretchen, Christine, there was never anything in the contract about doing topless radio.
Oh my God. I'm sweating. You're making me sweat. So I take my top off.
But what'd you do to me? No fondling. Stay focused.
Well, now I'm sweating. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Jesus.
Now everybody has like a picture in their head. Great.
That was the idea.
The free-range shit he's hanging out.
That was the idea.
So you guys.
And for those people that don't know, they're great.
Stop.
Okay. If anybody ever wondered, they're fantastic.
They're very real too.
Yeah. Perky.
Stop it.
Even post-baby. Anyway.
Stop it. Okay. So you guys. So yes, I do. I get some of these ideas and sometimes I do get frustrated myself because I'm like, why didn't I think about this like 5 hours ago? Or why didn't I think about this the day before so I could plan?
Yeah.
But sometimes that's just life. Like, okay, whatever. So I was like, oh my gosh, you know what? Every day we're like in the house, we're on lockdown and all this stuff. So I want to get out of the house and I want to just have like a clear head. And this, I had been looking at the sunset out of our back window these last couple nights before the New Year's Eve. And I was like, the sunset, the sky was lit up. It was all orange and pink and so many pretty colors. And I was like, you know what? I want to go down to the beach. So I make him like load up the whole car, whatever. And we go down to the beach. And it truly was, it was that moment that I'm like, this is why I live in California. Like, this is why we live here.
It was
here.
Pretty freaking epic.
It was so beautiful. The sunset.
It wouldn't stop.
It would not stop. Like, it started at 4:52 and it went till 5:36. Like, forever, the sky was just this unbelievable color. It went from orange to yellow to red to like, it was just so beautiful. And we really just got a moment to just be present, you know, what they call, what is it called? Grounding, where you like have your feet connected to the earth.
Are we earthing?
We're earthing. And you just really got to just, you know, give praise to God and to the universe and just be so thankful for everything that we have and then manifest. And we do in this family, we definitely love to manifest. And a lot of people are like, what is manifesting, you know? And I talked about it in those last two episodes. So go back and listen to those episodes. And it's not like we're professionals on this. So like, if you really want to know exactly what manifesting, maybe we get a guest on specifically about just manifesting and like steps that people can take to actually manifest. I think that's a good idea. Yeah,
but Bill, supposed to go to Bill's class.
True. But Bill that day was talking more about just like what he did as like a median. Like, I really want to have somebody on that's like truly like, okay, this is step by step of how you manifest things into your life.
Yeah, but that's Bill.
Okay. You know what, Slade? We will, then we'll have Bill back on. I don't care. Whatever. The point is that
if you guys missed that episode, it's Bill Phillips, medium.
Have you heard that ding? That was my teeth on the glass.
Gretchen literally missing her mouth with the wine glass. And as you're talking, everyone, I keep moving the wine glass away from her because she's talking with her hands in front of the microphone and she freaked out.
I know.
Because the wine's very close to the board. You'll probably shock the crap out of me. So if for some reason you hear something go underwater and my voice fades away, Gretchen has drowned me in wine.
Oh my God. You just gave me a good way to knock you off here.
Hey. Anyway.
Okay. So anyway.
House husband dies. It was Cabernet.
So we. That's funny. So we are a big believer in manifesting. And I feel like part of that, I don't really like doing New Year's resolutions, if I'm being honest. I feel like there's too much pressure around it. I feel like there's all this, like, you got to have this resolution. You got to have this thing. You got to do this. You got to do that. And then there's like all this pressure. And then like day two, when you're like, I'm going to not drink for 30 days. And day two, you're like, ah, crap.
Screw it.
Head
in the bed mode.
I already fucked that one up, right? Yeah. So I don't believe in truly like coming up with all of these things that you want to do that you're just going to epically fail out anyways, and then you feel like a loser, right? So, like, I'm not one to think that. I'm more one of, like, okay, let's try and manifest what we want to have happen in our lives. And then, you know, and then setting what I would consider realistic goals of how you're going to get there, right? And so, like, for instance, let me give you a perfect example. When somebody's like, okay, I'm going to lose all this weight. I'm going to go on diet. I'm going to go da-da-da-da. And then it's like 3 days in, that's not what they've been doing for the last however many years. And then they fail. So for
you're
me—
You're saying it was an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah, I just feel like it's not, because you don't go to sleep on December 31st, 2020, and then wake up January 1st, 2021, and you're like this whole new person, and you have this whole new thought process, and you have all this new willpower, and like, it doesn't happen that way, right?
Is a resolution to just resolve not to do anything?
No. The resolution for me is, here's
it means that there was a problem.
Well, no. Okay. You're getting sidetracked. Can I finish my thought? The point being is that you have to just do, like, for me, for instance, with the working out thing, here's what I say. Go do something. I don't care if it's go for a 5-minute walk. I don't care if it's you, let's say you walk your dog to the park, and when you're at the park and the dog's chasing the ball, do 4 lunges. Swear to God, do something small. Like so small that it doesn't even seem like it matters. But I promise you, it matters. Because the little bit that you do, and by the way, we did do this just the other day when we went running with Skylar with the stroller. Slade and I both like ran for 3 minutes and we were like, we're going to die. Like literally, we're going to have a heart attack right now on the trail.
I never said that.
Well, I
you
did.
You said that.
I did. It was like torture.
I ran up the big hill.
It was like torture, right? And because we haven't been really working out as much as we should. And it was like so hard. And it was like one of those things where I was like, you know what? It's okay. Like, it's fine. Like the fact that I could run for 3 minutes right now and just do that, then tomorrow I'll run for 5 or whatever. So literally, you guys, don't beat yourself up. Just do a little bit of something, whatever it is. Let's say your goal, I'm just throwing crazy things out there. Let's say your goal is to write a book, write a little bit a day. Let's say your goal is to become more connected to God. Do a devotion once a day, whatever it is. Just do like the little bit that you can so that you don't like set yourself up and then you completely fail when like one time that you don't do the big thing, then you're like disappointed and you give up. That's my piece of advice on that.
Would you say that making a resolution to take down a magnum of Grey Goose in 3 days versus 5 would be something that could be attained?
I almost just spit out my wine. Okay, really?
You say resolution, you start talking about working out, and all I can do is I see you like in your juicy suit.
Juicy, okay.
With 2 giant bottles of Grey Goose on either hand going.
Hey, but here's the point. You could use the Grey Goose bottle as a weight. So I'm just saying, like, it could be a double whammy with the
That's
Grey
why
Goose
they call
bottle.
Them beer bells, right?
Exactly. No, but so I'm curious, like, do you guys believe in resolutions? Like, how do you go about it? I heard one gal actually say that she heard what you should do is you should write a list of all the things you want to let go of and get rid of and take it out in your backyard and burn it. And then, like,
burn it.
Yeah. Like, you write the list and then you, like, burn it.
That's a waste of good ink and paper.
And then, some people, like, sage their house of all the, like, Yuggy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a Gretchenism. They come out more when she drinks. This is going to be a fantastic show. What? I could share all the Gretchenisms.
What is a Yuggy?
I have no idea.
Oh,
but it's
God.
Also why I don't understand why you take a bull by the reins instead of the horns. It's also why when you
say
to me,
stop.
I'm open to the sky, I know you mean the sky is the limit. Or if you see a good opportunity, you say we're going to make money hand over foot.
You guys, I can't get one of them right. I do not know why.
When it should be hand over fist?
To save my life. I cannot get a metaphor right to save my life. I don't know why, but I can't.
I just want to.
But wait, I feel like Yuggy is a really good word. I feel like that should become a word in the dictionary.
You know what a yuggy is?
What?
Like an ugly rug.
Oh my God,
yuggy,
that's funny.
I created yuggy.
Oh my gosh, what if we could? What if we started a company called Yuggy and it's just straight up ugly rugs? Because I gotta say, I've seen some ugly rugs in my lifetime, and
you know,
like, you just post all the ugly rugs out there.
And an offshoot of Yuggy could be ugly Christmas sweaters. All the leftover yarn, you couldn't make that piece of crap Christmas sweater out of, you'd make it a Yuggy.
Okay, so anyways, people burn all of their, like, yucky, ugly stuff, whatever, all the stuff that they want to get rid of. And then I heard that some people write a list and they actually go outside and they, what's the word?
Oh, guys, I almost said the word to help her out, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not.
They
come on, Gretchen.
Why can't I think of it?
You want a hint?
They, like, dig in the soil.
It starts with a B.
What is the word?
You can't come up with it?
No.
You don't know? Guys, I encourage everyone to start a podcast and have your spouse drink. And you know what's funny? There's 3/4 of that glass still left.
It's like 4 sips.
You can't come up with the word?
Wait, Barry?
Oh, my God. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Wait, oh. Where's the clappy? We're the clappy people. Oh, my God. That's
Gretchen,
so funny.
Gretchen,
I have
that was
tears
fantastic.
Falling
that
out
was...
of my eyes right now. Legit tears. By the way, in my defense, it's 11:37 p.m. at night, okay? Like,
that's
it's
not
late.
In your defense.
It's
your
late.
Your personality didn't show up till an hour and a half ago. I'm the one here still exhausted, ready to go to bed, but hey, delivering comedy.
Who's the comedy person right now? I'm delivering the comedy,
no,
buddy.
No, I'm interpreting what you're delivering as a normal way of articulating. It's called the way Gretchen talks. The only reason we've been together for so long is that you say this crap, and I'm the only one that can understand you.
It's very true. No, okay, so people bury it down in the soil, and then supposedly that's like manifesting all of your wants and desires and, you know, all the things that you want to grow out of the universe and, like, be connected to the universe. I don't know.
Do you think anything actually grows, or are people cited for having trash in their backyard?
Probably. I know, right? But that's what I'm saying. There's so many crazy different things that people do. So I'm so curious. Do you guys got to, like, DM me or send me messages and tell me, like, what you do for, like, your New Year's resolutions? A lot of people do vision boards. And a lot of people have you ever done a vision board?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Oh, for sure.
Tell me about your vision boards.
Well, which one? I still remember having to do a vision board in high school.
You probably had a vision board of what kind of girl you wanted.
No, they made you pick an animal.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. Part of your vision board was about what you want to accomplish in your life.
Uh-huh.
And then you had to pick a spirit animal.
Oh, what was yours? Wait, can I guess?
You won't guess.
An owl.
We come up with something like that. Really? No, it was not an owl.
Okay.
Think about it. Think about what you think my spirit animal will be.
Dog. No.
Okay. The fact that I'm constantly in the doghouse with you does not count.
Okay.
No.
No, I would have said, like, you know, like a, what's that thing called?
Here's what's so great. She'll never come up with the animal. No. She sees it in her head, but she won't know the name.
You're so right. How do you know me so well. I can see it.
Why don't you describe it and I'll tell you what it is.
The mountain climbing with the spots on it and the whole thing.
You are freaking me out right now.
A snow leopard. See, that's the one.
That is not the one.
A jaguar.
But it looks just like that.
A jaguar.
Jaguar's kind of badass.
Yes. Did I get it right?
You're close.
Okay.
But this particular animal.
Mountain lion.
You're in the right department. However, this particular animal is incredibly
smart.
Well, that's good. He's freaking brilliant.
I'm close.
He's fast.
Yeah.
He looks just like
a leopard, a thingy.
He looks like a cougar.
What's that thing called?
Keep him coming, sister. Well, this time you'll name every animal in Africa.
I know it.
It's from Africa.
It's one of those things. The thing that with the pretty black spots on it.
Yes. What's it called?
I can't think of it. Why can't I think of it?
It actually has a favorite snack named after it.
Isn't it called a leopard?
It is not a leopard.
Okay, what's a leopard? Okay, leopard, jaguar, a snow leopard, a...
Think about a favorite snack.
Snack?
Yeah, that you would eat.
Fruit Loops? I don't know. Snack that I would eat?
Yeah.
What does it start with?
A C and an H.
Catnip?
I'm gonna tell it right now because we'll be here all day.
Oh, what is it?
I swear to God. It's called a cheetah.
A cheetah! I knew it! I had it on the tip of my tongue.
I named every animal in the zoo. I was so close. You know
what's so weird is when you said spirit animal, that is the animal that popped in my head. Was the one with all the spots on it.
I know. I could see that you knew what it was, and I could also see you had no idea what the name was.
I could not think of that name.
Thank you for playing our game.
Why could I not think of that name?
It's been another episode of Housewife Jeopardy. Gretchen for 200.
It would suck at that show. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
But this is true. I had to like come up with this whole vision board.
Okay, so why did we come up with the cheetah? What was the cheetah about?
Well, because remember back in the day I was racing. I was very competitive. So mm-hmm. I was cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, cycling.
Right.
So I was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with what was the connection with your spirit board?
Well, because the goal, I was on my way to the Olympics.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the goal was to continue to train myself to be one of the fastest people in the world because the cheetah represents one of the fastest animals on the planet.
I see.
So the goal was it to be fast. Train your body to be fast.
What happened now? Can we get that back on the vision board?
Yeah, because what happened is fast. I left out the T, I mean the S, and the words got fat.
Yeah, it was
F-A-S-T, and you know, to save time, to be faster with writing the word fast, I just wrote fat. And then, you know, words become things, Gretchen. Words become things. So I want you to know I've executed my goal.
Good job. That vision board worked out great for you.
Thank you so much. I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
That's funny. You know what, though? You know what's interesting? Remember when we were talking the other night? And do you remember what I said to you about my manifesting?
Yes.
What did I say?
That you don't even know how you do it.
Well, that too. But
and
no.
And when you manifest... Things just happen.
No, what I said was if I really think about it, every single thing that I've ever
accomplished or obtained in your life came through manifestation in a subconscious way that you had no idea that you were actually thinking about actually manifesting that in your life, but it just happened.
I have manifested everything I've ever wanted, and I never even realized back then
that you were manifesting.
That I was technically manifesting it, which now that I understand what manifesting is, I was technically doing that, but I wasn't knowingly doing that. At the time.
That is exactly what I just said a minute ago. It's a subconscious act of manifesting things, unaware that you're actually making them happen in your life.
It's really interesting because now that I've studied so much and understand manifesting on like a whole new level, it's interesting. And remember when Bill Phillips said, Gretchen, you're actually like a
master manifester?
Yeah, he was like, you are so good at manifesting. And I was like, wait, what? And that was really interesting to me coming from a medium. Satan.
Which is exactly why I said to bring Bill Phillips back.
Which we totally can.
We need to. He's awesome. If anyone didn't listen to that show, they need to go find our show with Bill Phillips.
For sure. But yeah, so anyways, that was interesting. But yeah. So a question for all of you out there. What have you manifested in your life? Or what are the things that you've wanted to have happen in your life that have actually come true? And did you know that you were manifesting at the time or did you not?
I will tell you right now that the people listening to this show are responsible for the most part for manifesting everything into their life, whether they know it or not.
Well, yeah, technically in a way.
Whether it's good or bad.
No, that's very true. But what I'm saying is like your actual deep desires, have those things come into fruition for you? Okay, question for you. What have you manifested in your life?
You.
Oh, that's kind of true because I remember having that conversation with you about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an interesting conversation because you were like, tell them the conversation.
Well, how far back should I go?
Well, just talk about when we were friends and you would call me and you would call to like bitch about your girlfriends.
All of them. Yeah. And there was a lot of them at the same time.
Because just so you guys know, if you guys don't know about Slade and I, we were friends for many years before we actually started dating, about 10 years. And he would actually legit call me and be complaining about some of the girls he was dating. He was like, I really like this one and she's really, really sweet. But like, she does not have a brain to save her life. Like she cannot speak, you know, complete sentences sometimes. And so he'd be really frustrated. And then he'd be like, and this one is so hot and sexy. And like, we have a great, you know, sex life, but
I don't want to talk to her.
Mom. I don't want to talk to her like whatever the next
day. That's right.
And so he was like, I literally want to put like five different women in my life together to make like the perfect person.
It's so cute that you remember those conversations.
Oh my God, I totally remember them because I kept sitting on the other end going, hello, dumbass, I'm right here.
You did
I'm just
not.
Kidding. No, I didn't. I totally didn't. I had no idea that that we were going to end up dating, but it was funny because it was interesting because over that period of time that we were talking, it was like, it was so strange because it was like over that time we started to like have these revelations about each other because everything you were saying, I was like, well, that's weird because that's how I feel or, you know, whatever. And then like it was just weird. And then all of a sudden one day we just kind of like woke up and we were like, wait a minute, like you're so that person that I've been like looking for. It was weird.
What was cool about it is it was such a normal and organic evolution, I guess, of the relationship because I would call. I remember calling and saying, oh, this girl, she's like, totally book smart. Love talking to her. Have a great time with her. Love spending time. Don't have that physical attraction, but like I love her mind.
Right.
Or this girl's really funny. Like we have a blast. We crack up.
Right.
But I just can't see it being anything serious long term because she just doesn't have the same desires I do when it comes to, you know, a family or whatever it was.
Right.
You know, and of course I had those girlfriends that were just very surfacey.
Mm-hmm.
Super pretty, super hot. Can't wait to go out with you. And then like, no, not going to work because I don't come the next day. I'm like, okay, over that. Moving on.
And you had the Playboy models that you just banged and that was it.
Gretchen Christine Rossi.
What? It's the truth. You're a housewife hunter, buddy. You just got to admit it. Just own it.
First off, most of the Playboy models that I dated were not housewives.
Right.
Just to clarify.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm calling you housewife.
Wait a second.
From what?
And the truth is, I have that reputation, but the truth is that the three people who I might have had a relationship potentially with, so accused, on the show, none of them were married. So they weren't housewives either.
Okay, whatever. The point is I called you housewife hunter because everyone was like, oh my God, you only date housewives. It's like, okay. Yeah, right. That's all he ever dated was housewives. Give me a break, stupid people.
But the truth is, two of the three, I helped put him on the show to make him a housewife.
I know. So silly.
So stupid. Anyway.
Okay.
Hey, by the way.
What?
I'm so glad you're my housewife. I'm so glad you became my Huckleberry.
Huckleberry?
Yeah.
What is that word? I've never heard that in my life.
You haven't?
Huckleberry?
Make me your Huckleberry?
Okay, let's do a quick update on Sky.
Oh, yeah. I'm super proud of her.
Oh, listen to you. You're so cute.
I'm so excited. Can I talk about it?
Okay.
I'm really excited about this.
By the way, he's the cutest dad ever because he literally, like, you're so in love with this little girl. You're such a good dad to all your kids, but like this connection with you and Sky, I never saw you as dad to Grayson and Gavin as babies. And I'm sure you were so much the same, but it's so fun for me to see this side of you because I didn't know you back then. And so it's probably really true. Fun for me to see you as this dad. And anybody that follows us on social media, I mean, it's pretty cute to see all the messages I get from everybody about like what a great dad you are and, you know, da da da. So anyways, it was really it's been really fun and special for me to see this bond between you and Sky. It's just really, really special.
Well, it's super easy. I appreciate that. But just there is a special connection, you know, girl, dad. Mm-hmm. It's much different than the boys. And we experience all these really cool milestones, right? Where she's stacking things and she's doing things that she shouldn't be doing at her age.
Yeah.
Which is super fun and exciting. She's wickedly smart, right?
Yeah.
I mean, literally the girl was playing Yahtzee tonight.
That was so weird.
Like everyone's cracking
up
because
she knows how to
put all five dice into the cup. She shakes them up, pours them out, and
nobody showed her how to do that. Like she just did it on her own. Why would you know how to do that?
But of all these feats that she's doing, because she can do the puzzles, right? She's starting to recognize the colors. I mean, and I massive props to you because every time you're with her, I see you doing the body parts or where's the green frog or where's the red apple, you know, and she understands everything we say.
Yeah.
Now we're starting to string the single words together into multiple words, right? It's so cute. And what is the favorite thing that she says?
You mean from the show?
Well, just the fact that to me, that's such a great accomplishment. She's now stringing the single word from ma, pa, bird, ball now into multiple words. And she goes, trash truck.
So you guys, we've got to tell you the story. This is so cute. Okay. So she has been saying, so she says, mom, dad, we got her to say grandpa, grandma, you know, pretty good.
Yeah. She knows all of her cousins.
She knows her cousins. Like she can't say their names yet, but she'll point to her cousin. Like she's very aware. She said ball, dog, shoes. She's starting to say. So
bottle.
Bottle, wawa. Like, wawa, so she's saying little words here and there. But we would have never in a million years expected the first two words together that actually like made sense. Cause she talks all day long.
She knows exactly what she's saying to you.
Yeah.
Too.
Like she will talk all day long, but to have two words together that made sense, that came out really clearly. So about 3 days ago, we were watching, cause I sometimes turn on a show where it's like, basically preschool where she's like learning words or learning like things or whatever. And the girl was talking about bubble gum. And then all of a sudden I was just sitting there and she's like, bubble. And I was like, wait, what? And it was like the cutest little sound ever coming out of her. And she's like, bubble. It was so cute. And so I was like, oh my God, a new word. I'm so excited. And then like a day later, we're sitting there. So there's this new series on Netflix and it's called Trash Truck. And it's like the cutest series ever. If you're a parent out there, you got to turn the series on. It's just really, really cute. It's about a relationship between a little boy and a trash truck. And then they have friends that is a bear by the name of Walter and a little raccoon by the name of Donnie. And then the little mouse, Mona or whatever. It's
Miss
so
Mona
cute.
And the boy's Hank.
And it's so cute. It's really, really a cute show. And she just loves it. Like she is totally obsessed with it. And who would have ever known that like she would like a show about a trash truck, right? So anyways, we're sitting there the other day and we were just like sitting there with her and we were like, okay, we'll turn on your show. We'll turn on a show. And like when we say we'll turn on your show, like any show that we watch, we have an airplane show, we have all these different shows. And she goes, trash truck. And we're like, wait, what? We're like, we both looked at each other like, did she just say trash truck? Like legit said trash truck so clear. So cute. And she's just like, trash truck. It was so cute, you guys. I'm sorry. We're so those parents right now that are like really excited about.
But it was really funny for me too, because I'll ask her in the morning. We're up early. Scott and I usually get up super, super early together. And so I'll go to put her clothes on. I'm like, well, what do you want to wear? You know, she picks out her clothes, you know. And I said, do you want to, you know, put on the blue stockings with the t-shirt? Like she knows exactly what she's saying.
She totally does.
Skylar, do you want to go downstairs now? Trash truck.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I died. She knows exactly. Trash truck.
Totally.
I'm like, oh, you want to watch trash truck? She's like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
She goes, yeah. She says, yeah, no. Anyway, she's really, really cute, you guys. She, Christmas was very special. It really did. Christmas, wow. When you have a little kid like that, Christmas just, it just becomes so much more fun. We were really excited this year because we had my brother's kids came over on Christmas Day. Unfortunately, it's a divorced family, so we don't always know if we're going to have them on Christmas or what. And so it was really cool because we got to have them on Christmas. And Sky just has the best time with her cousins. And so Christmas was really special. Crazy father across the table decided to get her a motorcycle, which I could have killed him, but it actually turned out to be really fun. And she got a scooter. And so she just, it's really fun to see this little human growing. And just, it really is weird because it feels like just legitimately overnight, your child goes from a baby to a toddler. Like, overnight. Like, all of a sudden you just look at her and you're like, she's huge. Like, she's this little human that's like doing these crazy things that you're like, how did she even do this? And Skylar does things that we're so confused about how she even knows how to do it. Like with the motorcycle, she literally stepped her foot up and swung her leg around the motorcycle. Like, I don't even understand.
She mounted that thing. She started it up and she reached for the handlebars.
And by the way, remember how you guys could not get the motorcycle to start to save her life, to save your life? And then she somehow like magnetically touched it and worked. Like,
This is you though.
I know, but she's me 2.0. Like, she has some weird things that she does.
Yeah, we've kind of told that story in the past, I think, in some shows that Gretchen tends to take down electrical equipment. Like, she can walk by and computers can go down, lights will short out. Like,
it's really strange.
For some reason, all this crazy stuff happens. Skylar has this power.
It's really weird.
Like, she did it all through Christmas. The motorcycle we purchased from what's Instagram? Do you remember?
It's Kids Toys.
At Kids Toys.
I think so. I have to double check. You have
to double check. It's a really, really cool store, you guys. Roger, the guy who owns it, super nice. He literally has created a car dealership, basically, for kids battery-operated ride-on toys.
Kids Cars. So it's Kids, K-I-D-Z, _cars. And but the store is actually called Lots of Toys Kid Car Company. So,
yeah.
And we went down to, where was that? Was it, what mall was that?
Lakewood Mall.
Lakewood Mall, yeah.
Yeah. So it just, we had such a fun experience there. But the reason I tell you the story is, so the motorcycle gets built, the motorcycle gets charged. We want it to be all ready for her Christmas morning, and it won't start.
It will not start.
We got no power. We got no lights.
We're like your kid.
Your dad and I are like going, what the hell's going on? And dad's a motorcycle mechanic.
Yeah,
right?
He owns an off-road motorcycle shop. Okay.
Yeah. Like, so like we've gone through this whole thing. We built it together. And there's no reason why this thing should not be working. And I'm really bummed that I'm thinking, oh, crap, I got to take it back. I got to get it fixed and get it worked on. So it's going to be under the Christmas tree anyway, because I know she'll be excited to see it. She comes down. She sees it. She mounts that thing, throws her leg over it, touches the start button.
Like, it was so.
Fires right up.
My grandpa, her grandpa, my dad, and Slade, everyone looked at each other like, are you kidding me right now? Like, none of us, we were all so confused. And I actually happened to see her. She had taken the charger that you had plugged into it and she stuck it in the USB little thing. And I don't know if that did something, but something triggered something on it and it turned on. It was so weird.
Yeah, but she did this, but she did it all through Christmas.
I know. With all the toys.
Yeah,
with the dinosaur.
We got her a remote controlled dinosaur and it was turned off. And she literally went over and touched it between the eyes. And the thing freaking woke up and came on. And the remote control was behind you and it wasn't turned on.
I know.
And what did she do with one of the boys' remote control cars?
Yeah, that wasn't working either. And she touched it and started going. Everyone's like, what the heck? It's really weird. Do you guys have somebody like that in your life? I'm curious. Like, I mean, it's weird when there's somebody like that that's able to like do these things. You're like, wait a minute, I swear, like I'm the adult. I should know how this works. Like, I plugged it in. I've tried every which way and something doesn't work. And then somebody just comes along and it works. And you're like, how is that working? It's almost like they have this weird special power.
Well, you have a special power. Production used to say that you were a frequency vampire. Mm-hmm. Because every time they put a microphone on her, it would like absorb the frequency and it wouldn't work. They'd have to change brand new batteries, change out the pack all the time. And then I'd switched everything out in the house. Remember when we did a remodel? Everything in the house has LED lighting.
Yeah.
They're supposed to last for 35 years. Like, they don't burn out, right? Because they're just low voltage. And I forget what we were talking about. Were we arguing?
Probably. No.
Now, I don't know what it was, but you were upset about something and you kind of stamped your foot. Mm-hmm. Literally, you guys, I'm not kidding. It goes, and all of a sudden there's a spark and like stuff shoots out of one of the can lights in the ceiling and she blew out LEDs. You can't blow out an LED.
That was so weird.
It doesn't get enough power to blow it out.
That was trippy.
And like, you stamped your foot.
That tripped me. That one actually freaked
sparks
me out.
It's falling from the ceiling.
It scared me because I was just like, because it's not like my where I stumped my foot. It was connected to the light switch
no,
and anywhere in
the
socket.
Our bedroom.
It was that one was weird. That one scared me. But there's been some weird things that have happened to me over the years. So.
This is the other reason I want Bill to come back on. He needs to do a reading. Mm-hmm. He came on last time just to kind of talk in general. I need him to read you.
Oh, Lordy. We don't need any reading, Dad.
I need to figure out whether I'm safe going into the future.
By the way, no, let's not get into that story. That's a whole other story.
Hi, this is Rachel Yucatel, and I'm here to invite you to listen to my podcast, Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. This podcast delves into the lives of those who have been reduced to a single headline. Each episode will take a closer look at the stories of those who are on a mission to change their narrative. Join me as we uncover the truth behind the misconceptions, shed light on the stories of those who have perhaps been wrongfully portrayed, explore the complexities of the human experience, and celebrate the power of second chances. Who doesn't love a good comeback story?
Okay, so you guys, so fun to catch up with you guys again. We are excited for 2021. We have some great guests that we are going to be bringing onto the show for this year. But you know what? I really want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what it is that you guys want to talk about.
Basically, what you're saying is you'd really love for all the fans to reach out, give us some ideas on some particular topics you'd love to learn about. We'll find some experts to come in and educate all of us on that particular topic. Here's the problem. I would tell you to tweet me, but I'm pretty sure that I've been censored and my site's been taken down. I think that's happened. I mean, when they picked everybody out, they went Trump. And Linwood, Sidney Powell, and Slade. They took me down. They knew the power I had on Twitter, and I have frightened big tech.
Oh, Lordy. For real, you guys, I do want to hear from you because obviously you guys are the listeners and the fans, and I want to know what it is that you guys want to hear from us in 2021. What will help you guys grow as individuals? What will help, you know, you guys flourish? And we really look forward to 2021.
What about a mortgage expert?
Oh, that's a good one.
You heard something really interesting today.
That was interesting. Let's not blow it, but that's really interesting. Like stuff like that, that would be cool to bring somebody on like that and like ask them questions about like if they think that idea of what we heard tonight about there's just some interesting things that we heard tonight. So anyways, okay. So you guys, please reach out to me. I'm at Gretchen Rossi. Send me a DM. And I think that's the best way for them to get a hold of me or go to the Not Too Taboo podcast, social media handle and then on Instagram and then send us what you guys want us to talk about.
And I am at Slade Smiley Official. If you can still find me, I mean, I'm feeling very censored these days.
Such a tool.
I'm very censored.
You guys, we love you. We hope you have an amazing 2021. Don't forget to subscribe and download and we'll talk at you guys next week.
Bye guys. This podcast has been produced by Stage 29 Productions for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical or professional advice. Do not reflect the opinions of this company, any of its parent companies, affiliates, subsidiaries, promotional sponsors, or advertising agencies. The views expressed by the hosts and guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. For more information, please visit stage29.tv.